insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Dear listeners, let's listen to the fourth and fifth verses of the chapter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina la yu'minuna bil akhirati zayyana lahum a'malahum fahum ya'mahun.
Indeed, for those who do not believe in the hereafter, we have made pleasing to them their deeds, so they wander blindly.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ.
Those are the ones for whom there will be the worst of punishment, and in the hereafter they are the greatest losers.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Verily, those who do not believe in hereafter, we have made their ugly deeds fair seeming unto them, so they wander bewildered. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. These are those for whom shall be a grievous chastisement. وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. And in hereafter, they shall be the greatest losers. And we discussed thoroughly in the previous episode what the meaning of great loser, the greatest loser, is. And it is really important. What a loss is greater than the one who considers his ugly deeds beautiful? He does his best to make them practical, and yet he thinks he is doing a positive thing, but at the end he sees nothing but misery and chastisement. So, in the previous episode, we mentioned that there are different groups, losers. We have khasir, which is the one whose life and capital is lost. We have the one who is in loss, which is the one who is not a true believer and does not do righteous deeds, which one of the chapters of the Holy Quran says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. By time, surely man is in loss. And why is that? It doesn't explain. But there are some people who are exempted from this. There are some people who are not in loss. And who are those people? Save those people who believe and do good deeds. We also have some people who are in state of clear loss. Those who worship Allah not earnestly. The Holy Quran says, so that if such a one who worships Allah only by tongue, so that if good befalls him, he is satisfied therewith. And if a trial afflicts him, he turns back his face. He loses his world, and also the hereafter. That is indeed the manifest loss, the Quran says. And also the utmost loser, who is the most deviated, who is thinking that he's on the right path. Those whose effort is lost in this world's life, while they think they are working good deeds. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. So, some Islamic traditions actually indicate that the losers are those who do not pay alms, which is zakat, persist on committing sins, and have the power of saying the right, but they do not do so. These are the most unjust ones, because they want to improve their worldly life by spoiling the religion.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Brothers and sisters, having a look at our traditions regarding losers, we stumble upon different explanations regarding that. For example, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "The loser is the one whose yearning is for other than Allah. And a loser is the one who neglects improving the affairs of his resurrection." Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam has said, "He who has reckoned his own self has gained, and he who has neglected it has lost." He continues, "How much a loser is he who has no good share in hereafter? The utmost loser among people is he who has the ability of saying the truth, but he does not say." Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam once wrote a letter to one of the companions who was the governor of Iran at the moment, and he says, "I have come to know concerning you a matter which, if you have done it, you have displeased your Allah and disobeyed your Imam. You are distributing among the Arabs of your kin who tend towards you the property of Muslims, which they collected by dint of their spears and horses, and on which their blood was shed, and do not reform your world by ruining your religion, since you will be from among the losers by that way." So this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam told to him and introduced him that if he continued doing this among the losers. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.